This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day at 8:06. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And of course, always podcasting the show later today at usfdracing.org. Well, the Southern Super Series is in town at Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryant will be on with us to talk about that. And what a big show it was last night. All those divisions that ran, the Pro Truck, Sportsman, and Bombers, all had great nights. And again, we're going to do it again tonight. Night two of the Super Series at Mobile International Speedway. They'll have the Super Lates, the Street Stocks, also Sportsmen and Bombers. So Tim will be standing by for that. One of the guys that actually came all the way from the Carolinas back in town for the Southern Super Series, Cale Gale, was involved in a last lap wreck last night with Dave Rogers. And boy, the question is, will he be at Mobile? A lot of damage on the car. If you go to our Facebook page under Derek, D-E-R-E-K, long L-O-N-G, you'll see a photo of it up there right there. So Cale's going to be on. We'll talk about it. And also a great run for the K Motorsports driver in the Sportsman division helping out with us this year, Johnny Green. He's going to be, he's not at MIS tonight, but Five Flags, number 31, Intimidator Charters. Chevrolet grabbed second in qualifying and finished third. So we'll talk about the race. And Steve Buttrick won that race in a borrowed car, which actually stalled out or stopped on the track. We'll find out what happened on there. So, but first of all, so much NASCAR news going on. Dustin Long's going to join us with NBC Sports and, of course, Richmond. And we talk about the huge fire the pits last night, sending three people to the hospital. Denny Hamlin wins the Xfinity Series, going to give him some momentum into tonight. Logano's on the pole, but Dustin Long, I read this, first of all, good morning, welcome to the show, but I read this yesterday and about wrecked when I saw this. NASCAR wants to give Kyle Busch a spot in the chase. Why even have the chase? I could not believe that. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and Brian France didn't say they were going to, but said that they would try to find a way to accommodate him. And basically, the idea of giving him a waiver. Now, understand, even if they gave Kyle Busch a waiver, whenever he comes back, he's still got to win a race.
Right.
And if he hopes to be back by Daytona, that, that gives him, about 10, 12 races to try to win a race after being out, six months. So that's not going to be an easy thing. What they might consider doing or what they've talked about or pondered is the idea. Obviously, one of the things you have to, one of the requirements is you have to be in the top 30 in points to be eligible for the chase if you have a win. And that's in part to prevent, let's say somebody who is a road course ringer, or, if they came and won a race at Watkins Glen or Sonoma, or somebody who was a part-time racer and won at Daytona or Talladega, those scenarios are unlikely, but they still could happen. So, let's see what happens. We'll see when Kyle comes back.
Right.
Well, one of the points that Brian France made when he was in New York and regarding to that, saying, hey, that's kind of on us, in the reference to, for a sport that pushes safety, there was a wall there that was unprotected that Kyle hit, and that's not the only wall out there that's been unprotected, as Jeff Gordon has certainly shown this year and in the past.
Well, that's, we'll have to see how that goes then. But that, and thank you for explaining that, because I wasn't for sure. I thought, I didn't read that right or whatever. I thought, we're just going to let him in if he comes. So I like the fact he does have to win a race. And we'll see how that goes. Last night, scary, scary fire in the pits. What happened in Brendan Gaughan's pit stall there?
Yeah, fire in the pits, Brendan Gaughan's pit stall in the Xfinity race last night. What happened was the fuel head device malfunctioned. So when the gas can was engaged to the car, connected to the car, what happened is it didn't have a full seal, full connection, so you had fuel spill. Obviously the rear tire changer's working on the tire, he's taking off, putting on lug nuts in that process. You have sparks, spark ignited the fuel, and boom, you had instant fire.
Oh,
and
huge.
What happened was you had the gas man for Brendan Gaughan's team and the rear tire changer were both taken to a local hospital, kept overnight. A member of a big group from Eric McClure's team, which was pitted beside gone. Basically, that was the rear tire changer. Once he got part of him was on fire, his uniform was on fire. He bolted away, and he bolted into that pit, and one of the members of the Eric McClure group jumped on him to help put him out, and then was treated for inhaling all that chemical fire extinguisher when everybody just started flashing fire, the fire extinguisher on the guy, and the McClure guy was on top of him. So,
man.
He was released. The two RCR crew members last that we had heard had remained overnight in the hospital.
Boy, that's some scary stuff. And just I haven't seen one of those kind of fires forever, it seems. So when you see that, it's just kind of shocking. Now, Joey Logano is ready for tonight, wins the pole. Of course, it's the Sprint Cup Toyota Owners 400. Richmond's always a great track, and he does pretty good there, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he won this race a year ago, and his teammate Brad Keselowski won this race in September, won here at Richmond in September. Jeff Gordon was second in both races. Jeff Gordon's been second in three of the last five races at Richmond. So, that's another driver to kind of keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Obviously, Denny Hamlin coming off his dominating win last night. He led all but two laps in the Xfinity race. He's looking forward to, a big performance and a comeback after getting out of the car last week at Bristol. Early because of the next spasms, he said, "Look, I'm 100%. I'm good to go. I didn't want to risk any further injury. I wasn't sure what was wrong with me with the neck, and so decided to get out. That allowed Eric Jones to get in the car for the last week. But Denny says, "Look, I'm ready to go." He competed in his own short track showdown on Thursday night, which had quite a spectacular and controversial finish.
I want you to talk about that because that's all over. Tell us what happened. This was a special race that he put on. Tell us a little bit of background about it and the excitement at the end.
Well, yeah, it's the race will be on NBCSN in May with a date to be announced. But obviously, it's the Denny Hamlin Short Track Showdown. It's a late model charity race with the proceeds going to the Denny Hamlin Foundation, which supports cystic fibrosis, helping children with that, and other such good causes. And what you have was lined up to be a really spectacular finish. The top four guys were two by two in the last few laps, and then you had some late race cautions kind of bunched the field up and kind of changed some things up. And then on the last lap, you had the two leaders side by side, and it was Timothy Peters, the Camping World Truck Series driver, who went on to win the race.
Mm-hmm.
And you also had Lee Pulliam, a late model driver, was on the inside. Well, they both kind of moved up the track a little bit. That allowed Josh Berry, who drives for Junior Motorsports, a late model program for Dale Jr.'s late model program, and he shot in there. But he got into Pulliam's door and spun him on the last corner of the last lap. Peters got by, was getting by on the outside. And so Peters won. And Pulliam spun out, finished 10th. NASCAR penalized Berry for aggressive driving and moved him to the last car on the track at the time, which was 17th. So I talked to Berry after the race, and he felt bad. Understanding it's the last lap, and you try to get everything you can. So, hey, maybe I might have gotten too aggressive there. And, just was disappointed and kind of a little frustration with what happened and how things played out at the end. So I know Lee Pulliam didn't talk to the media afterwards, but got on Twitter and blasted Josh for his driving. So short track racing.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. And we're talking with Dustin Long with NBC Sports. I tell you what, if you want to see a great website, it's nascartalk.nbcsports.com. That's what he writes for, editor. And you do such a great job. I see you had a story yesterday. NASCAR is going to penalize one Sprint Cup team and seven Xfinity teams. Practice time at Talladega for inspection issues at Richmond. Can you dive into that a little bit for us?
Yeah, sure. It's, what you've got is... NASCAR has been talking to these teams about inspection issues and getting through pre-qualifying, pre-race, pre-event inspection in a timely fashion. And if you fail inspection, twice, you get a written warning. If you fail a third time, you get penalized practice time. So, that's kind of what happened was that they, that there were some Xfinity teams that failed inspection not in film section, but were just late to inspection. And so they were docked 15 minutes at that Talladega. Wow. And so NASCAR said, look, we're taking this serious, so you need to, too.
Right. Well, I want to let you go here in just a minute. I know you're on to you're heading to a special event today. Starting lineup, you got Logano and Hamlin up front. He's obviously a good choice. Kurt Busch starting in the second row. Tony Stewart on the inside of row 7 just hasn't had the year, has he?
He hasn't. But you never know. Things could get better. Obviously, he finished 6th at Bristol, so he. Best finish of the season. We'll see if he can carry it on here at Richmond in another short track race. I think obviously they still have some issues and things to work out. It was some of the bigger track stuff with that team, but look, you try to find momentum, get momentum, and use momentum anywhere you can. We'll see if they can build upon that. They still got some work to do, but maybe tonight we'll. Help push them in the proper direction. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, whereas a Stewart fan, I hope so. Well, Dustin, how can we keep track of you? Obviously, NASCARTalk.NBCSports.com, but tell us how else besides that.
On Twitter, at Dustin Long, and just have updates throughout the day. And obviously, weather could be an issue tonight. There's a forecast for rain. It's not encouraging at this point, but... you never know which way the winds may blow. I think a lot of people didn't think they were going to get the race in at Bristol last week, and they got it in. So maybe this system will blow in sooner or not arrive as soon, and we can get a good bit of racing, get the full race in this evening.
Well, we hope so. If not, hey, we can always watch it tomorrow. Dustin, we appreciate you coming on the show, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right, there you go again. Dustin Long with NBC Sports. He stays so busy. He does a great job with NASCAR. Still to come, K.O. Gale involved in a last lap accident last night with the 7th Super Series. Johnny Green had a great run in the Sportsman. And Tim Bryant tells us all about it coming up next. Hang on. The show is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always podcast later at usfdracing.org. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway. Huge show tonight in Five Flag Speedway. You get a big part of the show, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Now, what a great night it was last night. Johnny Green's going to be on with the Sportsman Division coming up here in the next few minutes. Talk about his run. But Five Flag Speedway, the guy who saw a lot of the racing and knows how to get it done over there, Tim Bryant. Now, you guys are doing amazing work at Five Flags in Mobile. You get about, 30 minutes of sleep, and then you come over to Mobile after a night at Five Flags. Good morning, Tim. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, and we're excited. It looks like we're going to be able to race tonight at MIS. It's something that's it's been kind of a thorn in our side, and we can't blame it all on Dr. Bill Williams, but Mother Nature has just not been kind to us. And out at the Speedway this morning, it's overcast, but it's dry. And, looks pretty good for tonight. So we're going to have some exciting racing. We can't wait to get back.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, we have to start about the Southern Super Series. You guys had a great kickoff in Nashville last night, a dominating performance, a last lap wreck that collected, four or five cars? A lot of good cars, too, including K.O. Gale, Josh Bragg, and we were talking off the air. That's why I took a minute, because you were telling me a little story about some two drivers after that accident talking. Kind of elaborate on what happened.
Well, when the white flag's in the air, everybody kind of lets their guard down and was looking to improve their position. There was a crash, going into turn three, gathered up quite a few cars, including K.O. Gale, David Rogers, Josh Bragg, Alan Carnes was involved, five or six cars, some which can be repaired and some which may not be able to for tonight's race. But nevertheless, that's why they call it short track racing.
Well, and Kyle Grissom, son of the former Nationwide Series champ Steve Grissom, held off the field to take his win.
I tell you, Kyle Grissom has been running extremely well. As far as the Southern Super Series goes, he qualified real good at the Rattler. back in March at Op, Alabama, and gotten involved in a pretty horrific first lap crash. Yeah. Didn't really get to show his hand there. Led quite a few laps at Nashville, race number two, and ended up getting in a crash with John Hunter Nemechek up there, and didn't really get to to close the deal. So last night he comes in, starts on the pole, takes off early lead. Bubba Pollard, probably one of the smartest racers ever to sit in a short track car, kind of bides his time, works his way to the front, started sixth or seventh, I believe, and eventually takes the lead on a restart, after a caution for, I think, a single car spin. Why those two battled side by side for probably 10, 12 laps. Kyle overtakes Bubba, kind of surprised the crowd, and was leading the race, and then Bubba ended up having engine problems in his Jennings number 26. So that made it a little easier, but a good win for Kyle Grissom. That team just has had some bad luck, and they really needed a win. Another real story, Kane, was Dominique Van Wieringen.
I was going to ask you how to say that last name.
I don't know if I said it right, but it's something like that. I tell you what, she knows how to wheel a car.
Yeah.
It's a Joe Nemechek race car. Uh-huh. She actually races as a teammate to John Hunter Nemechek, who, by the way, has NASCAR duties this weekend, so he's not on the Gulf Coast. But she certainly did the job for her team, came home a strong second, was right on Kyle Grissom's bumper near the end of the race.
Yeah, and 19-year-old said, "It was a hell of a race. I loved every second of it. I'm very happy." So she obviously liked her first trip to Five Flags.
Yeah, and she's chomping at the bit to get to MIS tonight. Southern Super Series points leader Casey Smith, just steady as a rock, with a third-place finish last night. So, again, he widened his points lead a little bit. So, tonight it's another wild card. Some of the good cars that fell out last night included Daniel Hemric. He had rear-end trouble.
Yeah.
He's going to be looking for redemption tonight. I think we'll see a heck of a race.
Well, we talk about Bubba Pollard. He was double duty last night. Pro Trucks, he and Jake Moore put on a driving exhibition with 14 trucks at the track. That's awesome.
And the truck series just looks really good. It's growing and growing. And Bubba Pollard wasn't about to leave Five Flags Speedway empty-handed. So he got the hardware. Courtesy of Howard and Jonathan Langham. He's driving that black number one truck and had Jake Moore on his bumper the whole time. Those two guys really were the class of the field last night.
Well, no surprise again. Every time Steve Buttrick shows up, four-time snowball champion in the sportsman class, he's going to be dominant. But here's the kicker. He wasn't even going to race. I don't know if he didn't have his car ready or what have you, but another driver gave him his car. How about that?
Yeah, Steve had engine trouble in his Blue 33 last week at he's been helping Jimmy Goodwin, who is a kind of a part-time racer. It's the white number 60 car, and Jimmy called him. He says, "Hey, why don't you go race my car?" And he did, and it didn't look like it was a winning car because Brandon Fowler got out to the early lead. You know how good he's been in 2015. But Steve actually ran him down and parked in victory lane, gave the trophy to the kids. A typical Steve Buttrick night. Good win for especially Bob Baggett, the owner of car number 60.
Well, the green flag right before it dropped, his car actually stalled into turn three. A lot of people thought he was done with engine problems, and what he went to say is, "Well, my seatbelts came undone."
His seatbelts came undone, and certainly he was fortunate that that happened before the race started.
Well, let's talk about the Bomber class. There's a video up on Facebook. Again, you can go to my page, Derek, D-E-R-E-K, long L-O-N-G. Had a good feel of those cars. And you're diving into turn one when it goes four wide like it did last weekend. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But the eventual winner gets taken out and bounces off the wall. Gino Denmark is having a fabulous year, both at Five Flags and Mobile. And again, the dominating performance even after bouncing off the wall. Heck, it might have even made it quicker.
what a roller coaster of a night it was for Gino Denmark, getting involved in that accident, having to come to the pits, make repairs, and then come back and actually cross the stripe, cross the finish line second behind Colin Kraft. It was a great win. Colin Kraft just really had his car humming last night, put on a fabulous show, and it was great to see him win. Unfortunately, as a lot of you guys know, it ain't over until you get through the technical station and get on the trailer and get your paycheck. So at the tech station and post-race inspections, there was a violation on the number 18 car. Actually had to do with camber on the right front wheel. So unfortunately, We hated to see that for Colin Kraft, as popular as a win as that was. But nevertheless, his car didn't meet the same specs as all the others did. So hence the win to Dino Denmark, and you know what? He's on a roll for sure.
Yeah, he said he's going to race every race at Five Flags, and I'm sure he'll be at every race at Mobile, too, going for that the Gulf Coast Championship. Tonight, it's night two for the Super Lates. You'll have the Super Stocks, the Sportsman, and the Bombers. And again, let's talk about the setup for tonight, because I know the gates open, I believe, at noon for drivers to start getting in there, especially with the Super Lates and everything like that. Looking at the weather, I see sunshine. Now, it rained earlier this morning, 50% chance, but that doesn't mean anything. That's like every day along the Gulf Coast. So, again, you think about it, you've got a lot of racing tonight. The fans are really going to have a good night. You've got, again, a huge 100-lapper, first one at MIS, and that usually packs out the stands, Tim.
Well, I mean, once again, we certainly do for some decent weather, and I think we're going to have it tonight. It should be a pleasant evening. It's, yeah. You know, there's a nice breeze blowing, so, you know, I think it'll be a great night to come see some racing action. And, you know, with four divisions of racing we have, we're thinking that the fans certainly will get their money's worth. Gates will open at 4 o'clock, and we'll go racing at 7.
Well, and then the setup tonight, the Bombers are actually going to qualify tonight, and they're going to. Can you give us the rundown of the races this evening? Do you have that?
I don't have it in front of me, but
they're all
right.
Here.
We'll qualify the Bomber division, yeah. And then we'll follow that up with super late qualifying. I think Bomber qualifying starts at 5:45.
Yeah.
We'll run heat races for the Super Stocks and the Sportsmen, and come back with a Bomber feature, and then we'll run the 100-lap Super Late Model Main, and then follow that up with the Super Stock and Sportsman race.
Oh, yeah, lots of good racing. Weather's going to be perfect. Tim, I know you're on the way to the track. We appreciate you being part of the show, and can't wait to be out there playing again around your speedway, my friend.
Hey, looking forward to it. Should be a good night.
All right, there you go. Tim Bryant actually heading over to the track as we speak. He's, again, one of the hardest working promoters out there. We appreciate everything he does for the Mobile drivers, Pensacola drivers, and everybody around the Gulf Coast. Cale Gale was one of those cars that was involved in an accident last night. We talk to him next as he's back in his hometown. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. Thank you to Dustin Long with NBC Sports. Again, giving us all the details of that just a scary, fiery accident last night with Brendan Gaughan sending three of his crew members to the hospital. Still two of them in the hospital this morning. Tim Bryant, again, gave us a good rundown of what happened last night with the Super Series in the local divisions as we get ready for Mobile International Speedway tonight. And Johnny Green had a great run in Sportsman Division. He qualified second, finished third, and we're going to hear about that from the number 31 Intimidator Charters Chevrolet driver. But first, again, it's so great to have a driver that everybody knows at Mobile and Five Flag Speedway to be back along the Gulf Coast. K.O. Gale, awesome to have you back racing again down here. Welcome home, son.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what? Well, first of all, we've talked to Tim Bryant, and not the way you wanted to finish the night. But first of all, I want to talk to you a little bit about this ride. We were talking off the air. This has been the first time you've been in a race car in about a year, and you guys were all excited. You had a great practice this week. You came down. You qualified well. Then, obviously, racing happened, as they call it. Give us a rundown of what's been happening since you've been along the Gulf Coast down here.
Yeah, the opportunity came along with Pat and Kurt Jett here a couple weeks back, and he asked me if I'd be interested in coming to run the first Blizzard race with him. And of course, you know, I said, "Yeah, I would love to." You know, we had a decent car last night. We had a good car. We were just a little bit tight all weekend. We battled right there in the top 10 all night, and Just come down to the last lap and racing hard, you know, just run out of real estate there, a racing deal, and just going for it, trying to get a good finish, and didn't work out too good. But all in all, I had a blast last night. We raced hard, and I gave everything I had, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about afterwards. I do believe you had a conversation with one of those drivers just talking about, well, you tell us what was said, if you can. And that's the nicest way to put it, right?
I just asked, you know, if just talked about the situation from their point of view. You know, it's just one of those racing deals. You like to clear things up right then and there sometimes. So that's what we did, and we just run out of real estate. All of us was racing hard there. I hate the cars that were involved that got tore up. Mm. You know, probably killed some cars for tonight coming to Mobile, including us. You know, if we would have made it through, we probably wouldn't come over there tonight.
That's what the next question was. Yeah,
right.
So there's no way that car. What happened? What kind of damage did you get on the car?
We hurt the rear clip a little bit.
Okay.
And knocked the left front tie rod off. I mean, the car's not killed, but
right.
At the same time, you know, it would have been a deal. It was already 2 in the morning. We would have had to work all night. And, you know, it's just a bad deal. You know, I hate it. We would have had a decent finish out of the night, and it just it didn't work out there.
It did, I'm sure it was great to be back in the driver's suit again. And you've been traveling all over with Gale Force. Tell us about your business again and how you guys can help other folks and other drivers like yourself.
Yeah, we've been on the road. We were at the Rattler. I went to the showdown in Kern County in Bakersfield, California. We've been to Canada twice doing some chassis schools. We were at New Smyrna for Speed Weeks.
Wow.
Volusia, Brunswick, Georgia. We've been all over between dirt and asphalt. Really excited about what we can offer to the racers. We've got some new products out there that are starting to take off. Matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, we were a part of the Trans Am victory at Homestead.
Wow.
The Southern Super Series race at
Nashville.
Yeah. The Wheel and Tour Mod race at Thompson. So our products are in a variety of different series all over the country, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of all that.
Oh, it sounds like it. Now, the big question is, when do you get to don the helmet again, and will you be back for a Blizzard Series race? I know with this sponsor, I know you were telling us off the air, he owns a concrete business, stays pretty busy.
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully, you know, they'll want to come back here. You know, we talked last night after the race, and I felt like we were an okay car.
Mm-hmm.
We were in there just on the back half of the what I like to call the boys. You know, not much, a little bit of adjustment here and there, but the only way to really get really good with these guys is you got to come run these races.
Right.
And even including myself, you know, the competition's very, very stiff. There's a lot of good race car drivers in the Southern Super Series.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be able to do it. You know, the only way to get in there and get better is to work on your car, work on your driving,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just got to do it.
Well, so you'll go back to the Carolinas. What kind of schedule do you have? You're going to be out to, and again, real quick before we let you go, because I know you've got things you got to do this morning, but tell us about some of those new products that you guys can offer.
Yeah, we have a laser alignment tool that a street stock racer could use all the way up to, you know, Scott Blomquist uses it on dirt. So
wow.
It's a very, very useful tool. We have a new tool, a big spring tool,
mm-hmm.
That you can change your springs in a big spring car at the racetrack and go not have to go back to wheel scales. That's pretty much a tool that can be used from dirt all the way to Sprint Cup Series.
Wow.
It's taken off really, really good. We've got, of course, our air over hydraulic load pro machine. We have an all new electric load pro machine that guys like Bubba Pollard are using.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Grissom, the girl that finished second last night, oh. Dominique with Nemco Motorsports. I haven't looked at the actual results last night, but I'm sure we had maybe the top five again last night in the event at the 7 Super Series.
Well, that's awesome, Cale. Obviously, you know, life has changed since we've last talked because you've got Camber now. What's that like being a dad? Has your world turned upside down and in a good way?
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, I love my son more than anything in the world. You
yeah.
know, people say you don't realize how much it changes you
mm-hmm.
until you have one,
yeah.
and that is the truth. I enjoy spending my time with him. He's growing up. He's right now. He's like a sponge. He likes to copy what you do. It's just a lot of fun. I enjoy being close to home with him a lot of times.
Let me ask you: you got a go kart ready for him yet? What's the first car? Is it going to be a racer?
I think so. You know, I want him to to do what he wants to do.
Sure.
I don't want to pressure him into anything, but I think that it's only fitting for him to at least try it once.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll probably enjoy it. Well, Cale, we appreciate you coming on the show. Again, thank you to Chris Carter for helping us get this interview back on. And it's just it saddens me that we won't be able to get to see you wheel yourself around the track that you've dominated at for just years. So, Cale, thank you so much for coming on board. And how do we find your products? Is there a phone number? Let's give us email, Facebook. How do we keep track of you there?
Yep, you can go to GaleForceSuspension.com. We're on Facebook. I actually try to do all the PR for GaleForce.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook page, try to keep up to where we're at. We have a lot of technical information on our website, what products do, how much they are, and if there's any racers down there that need any of our services, we offer shock service, chassis consultant. We do a lot of different things for guys all over the country, and it's available to practically any kind of racer out there to help try to make the race cars go a little faster.
Well, Cale, that's well said, and again, we appreciate you, and I can't wait to see you back along the Gulf Coast, back behind the wheel. So thanks for coming on board again this morning, brother.
I appreciate it. We'll be back soon. I had too much fun last night.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Thanks a lot, man. That's Cale Gale again, and man, I just hate to hear that he's not going to be in Mobile. So, you got some cars that were tore up. I know there's tons of teams working on them right now. Still to come, one guy that raced last night did a great job, Johnny Green. He's standing by with the Intimidator Chargers number 31 Chevrolet. Sportsman driver, knows how to get around the tracks. We'll talk about his run last night. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, a podcast and show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. And they're on our car. They're also on Kerner Kafka's car from Pensacola, who does some work with the Ronald McDonald House as well. So, and we actually race to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments around the country. If you guys have a fish fry or anything like that, any kind of fundraisers, we'd love to bring the race cars out there. It's not hard to find us online, also or on Facebook. Best way, under Full Throttle or Derek, DereklOng. So tonight, Mobile International Speedway, OK Motorsports will finally be out there, I think, after three rain delays. I'm looking outside the weather right now, and it looks perfect. Now, I want to thank the sponsors that are helping us tonight. Obviously, Matt Jackson's got a hot rod, and I know we do, too. We've thrown a lot of stuff at this thing today, and I can tell you for sure, the ride height is good, but I'm going to take it right through tech. You know, one of those things. And, you know, I hate it for Colin Kraft again. He had some camber issues there. An easy thing to fix, and I'm sure he'll be there strong again tonight with Gino and everyone else. So thank you to McDonald's, all the Gulf Coast McDonald's. By the way, May 2nd, which is coming up next Saturday, I believe, if I'm right. Yeah, because that's the next race out of Grand Bay at Sunny South Raceway. We're going to be set up from 11 to 3 at the McDonald's on Dolphin Street at Springdale Boulevard. Come see the Kane Motorsports cars out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you to also Pull Apart. For every top 5 we get, Matt and I get, they give us an extra $100, and that goes to Kane's Warrior Kids. And that is, of course, childhood cancer. We just got a new child who's 5 years old. He fell at a party of all things and bumped his head. They went and got him a CAT scan, and his name's Carter. And they found a brain tumor, so he's had surgery, and he's going to be our next boy and family that we're going to help. So I'm excited to help those families. Dewey Miller Competition Head Service there. Government and Butler also does a great job with our motors. Without him, we wouldn't be where we're at. Also, BA Motorsports. Thanks for the safety equipment. Pitts and Sons Towing, the Belrose Tattoo and Piercing right there on Dolphins, or over on, Daphne, right off of Highway 98. D&T Automotive, thank you to the Crockers for everything they've done for us. Titan Race Cars, Rusty can build a good looking car, whether it be for asphalt or for dirt. You check them out online. USFD Racing, just a couple more here. Stand by. Metro Glass and Mobile, they do a great job. Wayne O'Kresick, the owner of Sunny South Raceway, appreciate everything he does. Also, CoastalTrafficReports.com, the Ratty Rod at the South and Alabama Teen Challenge. So appreciate all the sponsors. We're going to put on a good show tonight at Kane Motorsports. Now let me tell you, the guy who did a great job, but not first, not second, but boy, he was second for a while, had a great run. Johnny Green joins us with the Kane Motorsports crew and the Sportsman, number 31 Intimidator Charter Chevrolet. That just rolls off the tongue. It sounds good. Morning, brother.
Good morning.
Let's talk about it. You had a late night last night, but a great run, and it sounds like you made another child happy.
Yeah, it worked out really well last night. We really did. It was a lot of fun. We battled the car a lot during practice yesterday. We chased a vibration all over the place, and finally come down to what we think is probably a bent wheel, and hopefully that's all it was. The vibration went away after we changed everything, and really didn't get to make any adjustments to the car whatsoever during practice, so I had to really lean on Big John Root and Steve Buttrick, of all people, who was there in somebody else's car, that made about 5 minutes to give me a little bit of advice on what to do, and ironically enough, it was what we needed. It wasn't 100%, but it was pretty close, and went out qualifying in the first lap. I kind of just eased into it and thought, wow, no vibration. The second lap, I just bombed at it for all it was worth and ended up qualifying second, which I might as well have been on the pole, because for me to qualify well is a feat in of itself.
Boy, I'm with you, brother. For some reason, I mean, maybe you just out-psych yourself like I do, but yeah, it's always something like that. But you get us in the pack of the car, and we'll go up front, won't we?
yeah, get us in the race and put that carrot in front of us, and then we know we can do it, and it seems like it works well for all of us.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, first of all, your day job. You're supposed to be fishing right now, so you were going to have a late night last night, still taken out to the track, and Intimidator Charters can do a lot of things for a lot of people, and you're actually helping with Kane Motorsports too. Tell us a little bit about how we've teamed up together.
Well, it's one of those good deals, I think. You know, a good deal's when everybody's equally happy, and I just have been following what you guys have been doing for a while and wanting to contribute and do a little more in some other ways, maybe outside the track, and try to help out. But obviously, weekends are a busy time and for us to take people fishing and do a good job. And then you have situations like the weather that we have to deal with now and things. And it's just trying to blend all of it together can be a bit of a challenge sometimes to be involved with the number of things that you guys have going on with Kane Motorsports and all the outside of the racetrack events and going to the hospitals and all. I just really felt like I needed to do a little more and wanted to give back in some way, and really wasn't sure, how to do that. And then I just kind of kept watching and following. I was like, these guys have really got it going on, and it just seems like it's worked out well. We've been able to contribute in a lot of different ways and offer some things to people and just try to keep paying it forward and do the right thing. And miraculously, it seems like the minute we started working together on some of this stuff and trying to help out some of these kids, all of a sudden the cars start running better and things just work out.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. We're so thrilled to have you on board. So you're racing, the next race should be a couple weeks away?
Yeah, we're going to try to make the next race in 2 weeks, probably in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. It seems like my schedule sometimes works out better for me to go to Mobile, and some years it's better to go to Pensacola, and it looks like it's going to be one of those Pensacola years for us. So I'm going to try to represent the Kane Motorsports Brigade over in Pensacola as best I can and go have a lot of fun.
Well, and talk about your car, because you've, this car has come a long way from a long time, and, we've talked throughout the week, and you've helped us out as well, finding little things that we can change in our car to make us even faster, and you've had the knowledge brought down from you too as well, and you got a great story on how the oil spill affected your life and your livelihood essentially, but then your wife said, you got to get a hobby, and that's when you came back to racing. How's that going?
Well, it's an interesting deal. I tried to build a race car 20 years ago when I was just a real young guy and just really couldn't afford it, and I just walked away from it because it was just no way to make it happen. And went fishing and just kind of saved up my money, and during the oil spill, it was just a very disheartening time with obviously everything that was going on, and just needed something to do to get my mind off everything, and kind of needed to get a hobby to keep from driving her and everybody else crazy, which I could only imagine. I don't know how they all put up with me, but it worked out well, and went to the Snowball Derby in 2010 and was going to buy a race car, and I lifted everything at the racetrack, and lo and behold, Mike Gorham, of all people, won the Snowball Derby and mentioned his car was for sale, and the next day I called him on the phone and talked to him for a little while and decided to buy the car, and of all places, it was at Steve Buttrick's house. He dropped it off that night and went to pick up the car up there and paid for it there, and met Steve at that point and became buddies at that point, and told me if I could ever help you, give me a call, and I did, and he's helped me a bunch ever since then, and that was my segue into racing where we are now.
Yeah, well, and you've had so much fun out there, and it's a family affair when you go out there, too. Who was on your pit crew last night?
Well, last night it was me and my youngest daughter, Bella, and that was pretty much it. We were there, and we were airing up tires, and she wouldn't let me touch the air gauge. That was her job, so I had to kind of keep her close by. And we had a good time last night and had a lot of fun, and she's a big help. And my oldest daughter, Brooke, and my little boy, John, they all contribute. And my wife, I don't know how she puts up with all the fishing and the racing and everything.
Got a good one there. You better keep that one. Keep her happy, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I want to ask you one more question before we let you go. There's a lot of people and new drivers and new families that listen to the show every week. I get people talking about it all the time. And there's a lot of folks that want to learn about getting into cars. What would you be, whether it's someone our age or a new family, maybe wanting to bring the kids up, what would be that one piece of advice you'd give a new racer starting on how to get it started and do it fun?
Well, the biggest thing is just do it. I mean, have you been everywhere you want to go? Have you done everything you want to do? Have you seen everything you wanted to see?
Yeah.
You know, if you get the car to the racetrack, there are people there. Even the guy that you just raced as hard as you could race against and beat and banged, and at the time you just wanted to run over there and, man, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
They don't want to beat you on the track. They will help you. They'll help you in the pits. They'll do whatever. It has been amazing how many people will walk up and offer support and do whatever. And, you know, you can make a family event out of anything if you just put a little effort in it. And it's a little trying at times, but when you think about it and you realize that if you're just there to have a good time, and it doesn't matter if you're racing for last place, as long as you're having fun and you keep your family and your faith involved, it all works out.
Yeah, that's great advice. Johnny, we appreciate you being on the show. Be safe out there. And again, give us the website. So if we want to do some fishing, how can we find you?
Well, I'm at fishorangebeach.com, and I've got a really nice website, and it's worked out well. But I really appreciate the little boy last night that was hollering for me when we got out of the car after the race. We finished third, and there was one little boy just kept hollering, and Dave Padlock handed me a trophy, and I was going to take it back and give it to the kids, but I saw a little boy up there, and I couldn't help it, so I ran up there and lifted up part of the fence and slid the trophy under it to him, and I'm pretty sure his mom's going to be bringing him back.
Oh, that's perfect. That's what it's all about. Brother, I will see you soon. We appreciate you coming on the show as always.
Thank you.
All right, Johnny Green's going to wrap up the show, and what a good one it was. Thank you to Dustin Long again with NBC Sports, Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway, and Mobile International Speedway. Always do a great job getting them ready to go tonight. Again, super late models are back with the Superstock Sportsmen and Bombers. Looking outside, I see blue sky. Yes, no rain. That's a good thing. And also, we want to thank, of course, Johnny Green and Cale Gale. Gosh darn it, my friend. We just... wish I got to see him run 100 laps tonight at MIS. I know you'll be back, brother. We appreciate you all coming down on the show. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. It's Kane Motorsports tonight, the Bomber Division. There's going to be a lot of great cars out there. Want to have a safe time, a fun time, and try to get another top three, but not third or second. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're going to pass tech this weekend. Love you all, and love you, Mom. Bye.